Welcome to this week's edition of Flashback Friday, your opportunity to get some good review by listening to episodes from the past that Jason has handpicked to help you today in the present and propel you into the future. Enjoy.
This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company. For more information and links to all our great podcasts, visit hartmanmedia.com.
Welcome to the Holistic Survival Show with Jason Hartman. The economic storm brewing around the world is set to spill into all aspects of our lives. Are you prepared? Where are you going to turn for the critical life skills necessary to survive and prosper? The Holistic Survival Show is your family's insurance for a better life. Jason will teach you to think independently, to understand threats, and how to create the ultimate action plan. Sudden change or worst case scenario, you'll be ready. Welcome to Holistic Survival, your key resource for protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Jason Hartman.
It's my pleasure to welcome Dr. Norman Shealy to the show. He is a pioneer in pain medicine and an inventor as well, and you'll hear about that. He's also into the anti-aging movement, and he's got something that he claims to be better than TA65, lengthening telomeres. And we've talked about that on a past show, so I'm very anxious to hear about that and welcome him today. He's coming to us from Charlottesville, Virginia. Norm, welcome. How are you?
I am wonderful, thank you, and I hope you're doing well,
I'm doing well, and it's good to have you on the show. And should we talk about holistic health and pain management first or longevity sciences first?
Well, whichever, you know, to me, it's all related.
It is all related, most definitely. Let's go with longevity because I'm just very anxious to hear what you have to say about telomere lengthening.
Well, back in the early 90s, I got interested first in DHEA, dehydroepiandrosterone. Because it literally is the most important and most abundant hormone in your body. But the average person by age 80 has less than 10% of what they had at age 30. And so low levels of DHEA are associated with every known degenerative disease. So my first experiment was to give men natural progesterone cream. And lo and behold, it did indeed raise DHEA, but it was not good enough. And so one day I sat down and said, what else can I do? And intuitively what I received is that if I stimulated certain acupuncture points, I could raise DHEA appropriately. So I worked out a system that I call the ring of fire, because DHEA really is sort of like the energy in your battery, your energy reserve bank. And lo and behold, when I stimulated with specific electrical current and frequencies, it also raised DHEA significantly. And over the next several years, I began to receive other information about similar but very different circuits. And I got a total of five different circuits of energy in the body, which have very specific biochemical effects. The next one that I got was what I call the ring of air, and it raises both oxytocin and neurotensin, both of which are mood-altering chemicals. It turns out that the vast majority of people are low in oxytocin, which is normally called the bonding or nurturing hormone. And then I developed one that helps to normalize aldosterone, which is responsible for water and potassium metabolism. And then one came for balancing calcitonin, which is actually one of the most important chemicals for keeping your bones strong, but also for pain control. And the final circuit was one I call the ring of crystal for reducing free radicals. As you know, free radicals are the things that essentially rust our body and ultimately wear us out. When I finished all of this work, I said, wow, if we could just keep up our DHEA and our calcitonin and keep our free radicals low, that alone ought to leave us living about 140 years. The only way I knew to do that at that time was to stimulate it electrically, which would take an hour a day. And we eventually figured a way that we could do it by actually making an electrical mattress It goes on top of your regular bed. And I have 34 people involved in a long-term project. And indeed, just using that 30 to 60 minutes every night, the average person is regrowing telomeres 3 to 4% every year instead of losing 1%. Under ordinary circumstances, even with good health habits, you lose 1% a year. Well, last year, I had finished working out ways in which we could stimulate these particular circuits not using electricity, but using specific blends of essential oils. And it takes 30 seconds to put on one ring with the essential oil. So in April of last year, I converted to just putting on these oils once a day, and my telomeres grew another 4.4%. So it works just as well as electricity. I can take it with me when I travel, and it's helping my neurochemistry, but rejuvenating my telomeres at the same time. So my telomeres at 81 years of age are now equal to your average 45-year-old man.
That is amazing. But, you know, I'm kind of curious about the telomeres. Of course, as I've mentioned in the introduction, we've done some shows on this, and it's fascinating. It seems like maybe we have finally really cracked the code to the fountain of youth. But that doesn't mean you are 45. It doesn't mean necessarily you'll live, you have now the lifespan of a today 45-year-old ahead of you, do you? Or I mean, what does it actually mean when we know that telomere length?
We know unequivocally that short telomeres are associated with early death. There's just long, numerous studies showing the shorter your telomeres, the earlier you die. And so, you know, theoretically, I should be able to live at least another 30 years with the telomeres I've got right now. And that would only take me to, 111. But if I keep growing, I keep them regenerating, then we may actually go even further. But the average person in this country is only living 78 years. That's average across the country. And I've already outlived the average man by 6 years. The average man dies at 75. So we'll see. The thing is, energetically, I feel good as I did when I was 26. I'm healthy. I live a very vigorous life. I exercise 60 to 90 minutes every day. And most people think, they claim that I look a lot younger than I am. But more importantly, I feel good.
Right, right. But you don't look 45, right?
No, I don't look 45. And to me, I look, I don't know, somewhere in the 60s probably.
Yeah, okay, great. Well, you're way ahead of the game, that's for sure. Let's talk from the vanity side of things here for a moment. Did the telomere shortening cause you to look better?
Well, of course, they're responsible for every cell in your body. Every cell in your body is reproduced.
Or I should say the telomere lengthening. I believe I misspoke and said shortening. We want them to be long, right?
Exactly. Yes. I have not concentrated on telomerase. There are several groups working on telomerase. But the evidence is overwhelming that men with short telomeres but very high levels of telomerase don't live long. But people with a lot of and every cancer we know has an increase in telomerase. That's one of the reasons I focus not on telomerase, but on the telomeres themselves, because there, the evidence is the longer the telomeres, the longer you live.
So what you're saying then is they can be stimulated to grow with electrical current.
Yes. The right kind of electrical current.
Yeah. Tell us about the kind. Let's distinguish that. So it doesn't mean you can stick your finger in a socket. Obviously, that's not going to be good for you. That will shorten your life for sure. You know, a lot of people are using, you know, electrical pads for muscle aches and so forth and things like that. I mean, you can't do something like that, can you? Will that have an effect?
Human DNA resonates at 54 to 78 billion cycles per second. And the Ukrainian physicists determined that you could put very low energy amounts of that, a billionth of a watt, through specific acupuncture points, and you never lose the frequency of your DNA, but you lose the strength of it, the wattage, so to speak. So a billionth of a watt put in through an acupuncture point can help actually re-energize, essentially recharge your battery. And that's what I started with back in the 90s. The problem is it takes time. You can't do that. You know, can't just put electricity in for a second or two. It takes 3 minutes for each pair of electrodes. But that's one of the reasons that I began investigating a little over 3 years ago, could I do the same thing with the right blend of essential oils? And yes, I can. And let's talk about the one that I consider the most important, because actually, to me, more important than how long you live or even how healthy you live is how happy you are while getting there. And it turns out that 40% of Americans are clinically depressed. And another 40% have what I call a subclinical depressive miasma. That is, they're not quite clinically depressed. They sure are not happy. What's missing is oxytocin. We now know that every known emotional disorder, autism, ADHD, depression, anxiety, addiction, all the way up to schizophrenia is associated with low levels of oxytocin. That's where the ring of air comes in, and the one that I call air bliss. We can put air bliss on, and again, it takes 30 seconds to do the 13 points. You just push it in, rub it with a little roll-on bottle, and move on to the next point. Within 20 to 30 minutes, you can activate the body's ability to make oxytocin in at least 80% of people.
And that's the name of the oil?
Yes, Air Bliss, B-L-I-S-S.
What is it that's such an unusual name? It sounds like a marketing name.
Well, it's a mixture of eight different oils that are specifically, well, designed to activate this particular energy in the body, and we've proven.
Oh, okay. So it is a brand name or a marketing name. Okay, that's fine.
It is a brand name. You got to call it something. You know, you have to distinguish. You have to distinguish the one that raises oxytocin from the one that raises aldosterone, et cetera. And so I have clinical studies on autism, on depression, on anxiety, and even on postmenopausal symptoms. 80% of people can come out of depression, most often within a couple of days. Post-traumatic stress disorder, sometimes within 24 hours. Now, it's only 80%, but I don't know a drug in the world that can approach it. And it is totally, totally safe. So, to me, it's the most important because it makes you feel good and happy and like other people. I had a 12-year-old boy brought to me by his parents for autism. So autistic, he wouldn't come within 3 feet of me. 2 months later, he came in and hugged me. And that's the kind of results we're getting.
I was just going to ask you, how much of this can we attribute to placebo effect? But with the kid, the autistic kid, it's hard to attribute that to placebo effect.
Right. And I've got even some 26-year-old, three of them in their mid-20s, Asperger's, which is another form of autism. Every one of them is doing well.
Good. So what about the pain management side? I mean, you alluded to that, but we didn't really dive into it. Yeah.
Ah, well, that's the ring of earth. It raises calcitonin. Calcitonin is a hormone produced in the thyroid gland that is responsible primarily for keeping your bones strong. And the most common cause of death in the elderly is a fractured hip. So we have proven that stimulating the ring of air raises calcitonin, can recalcify bones, but it's 40 to 60 times as powerful as morphine in relieving pain. So I have patients who have failed everything else we have to offer, and sometimes even within 30 minutes of putting it on the ring of earth, the pain goes away. So it is a powerful pain reliever.
Excellent. Excellent. Good stuff. What else do you want people to know as we wrap up?
Well, I think the most important thing is they should think about what their goal in life. Now, I really believe the number one human instinct is to help other people. But if you're not happy with yourself, you really don't have anything to give other people.
As Dennis Whaley says, you can't do good if you don't feel good. So that's true. You got to take care of yourself so you feel well enough to do things. Yeah.
That is why I wrote the book, Living Bliss, Major Discoveries Along the Holistic Path. And I consider this collection of specific oils that do specific biochemical assistance to be the most important contribution of a life. Far more important than all the electrical things that I've done.
Well, give out your websites, Norm, and tell people where they can find out more about you.
Norm Shealy, NormSHealy.com. And there, they may want to look up Sacred Rings. There's a great big link for that. And I have a free email newsletter, and there's archives there for 10 years of all my newsletters.
Excellent. Good stuff. Well, Norm Shealy, thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, and have a great day.
Thank you for joining us today for the Holistic Survival Show, protecting the people, places, and profits you care about in uncertain times. Be sure to listen to our Creating Wealth Show, which focuses on exploiting the financial and wealth creation opportunities in today's economy. Learn more at www.jasonhartman.com or search Jason Hartman on iTunes. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, offering very general guidelines and information. Opinions of guests are their own, and none of the content should be considered individual advice. If you require personalized advice, please consult an appropriate professional. Information deemed reliable, but not guaranteed. This show is produced by the Hartman Media Company, all rights reserved. For distribution or publication rights and media interviews, please visit www.hartmanmedia.com or email media@hartmanmedia.com. Nothing on this show should be considered specific personal or professional advice. Please consult an appropriate tax, legal, real estate, or business professional for individualized advice. Opinions of guests are their own, and the host is acting on behalf of Platinum Properties Investor Network, Inc., exclusively.